Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A state of emergency in Arkansas right now as hail and dangerous tornadoes take aim at Little Rock, causing widespread damage and injuries. This man lives there and says he panicked when he heard what sounded like a freight train.
I went in the bathroom, closed the door, and all of a sudden it was just like so much wind everywhere. It felt like kind of like the house was shaking and things were kind of like being thrown against it. And it was just something I never experienced before.
Tornado watches are also in effect all over the South and Midwest, from northern Iowa down to Louisiana. Western Kentucky is also bracing for a hard hit. Governor Andy Beshear.
You should expect violent thunderstorms followed by significant winds with wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour.
President Biden wasn't too far today in Mississippi, where he spent hours surveying tornado damage. He was in Rolling Fork, where an EF4 tornado ripped up entire neighborhoods last week for about 100 miles.
I'm determined that we're going to leave nothing behind. We're going to get it done for you. That's why I'm here, why your Congress is here, why the governor is here. We're focused on now on making sure you got the place to sleep, food to eat, helping you rebuild your lives.
About two dozen people died in those storms. Former President Trump will be arraigned on Tuesday following his grand jury indictment in New York. CBS's Robert Costa has the latest.
Sources tell CBS News former President Donald Trump could face more than 30 counts when he appears in Manhattan criminal court for an arraignment next Tuesday, with sweeping scrutiny of alleged hush money payments to an adult film star and other financial schemes from the 2016 campaign. Trump's lawyers say he would not accept a plea deal and has done nothing wrong.
His exact charges are still under seal. American Paul Whelan, who's been detained for years on espionage charges in Russia, has reportedly now been moved to a prison hospital. His family says he hasn't been in contact with them for about a week, and they're concerned about his health. The news comes a day after a Wall Street Journal reporter was arrested in Russia on similar charges. A salmonella outbreak's making bakers sick in several states. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Most of those who got sick had eaten raw dough or batter made with flour. Keith Schneider is a professor of food science at the University of Florida's Emerging Pathogens Institute in Gainesville.
Practice good safety techniques in the kitchen. Don't eat raw or uncooked products, and you should be good to go.
He tells CBS News that flour makers are making changes because of these kinds of infections.
There are certain brands that are making pasteurized or heat-treated flours now because of some recent outbreaks over the last several years.
Keep in mind, flour's not safe till it's cooked or baked, so wash everything. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a bipartisan bill to let pregnant low-income women in Wisconsin keep their Medicaid coverage for about a year. About half of all state lawmakers are co-sponsoring it. There are 82 school referendums in Wisconsin next week. For some, the stakes are high.
The Adams Friendship School District is asking for a four-year non-reoccurring referendum, exceeding the revenue limit by $3 million. If the referendum doesn't pass, they will have one more chance in the spring of 2024. If that fails, they will be forced to dissolve the district and the schools will be closed. If the Athens district doesn't pass their referendum, they will only be able to operate one more year before closing. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
In sports, the Bucks lost big to the Celtics last night, and Minnesota State's Mike Hastings is the new Badger men's hockey coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Solidarity Realty Studios. It's outside the Pizza Box. Oh, thunder and lightning. I'm Pizza Box Mike, and that means you're tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, right here in Madison, and maybe other places that are podcasting. What a week, huh? I got Evo here, and we also got a storm team, because we're going to be getting updates maybe every now and then. They'll break in and keep the audience informed, which is what we're all about. And speaking of being informed, we've got elections next week. And here in Madison, even though I can't vote, you know, I want to get to that. But anybody that wants to participate today, you can dial in at 844-967-2789. Now, you know, I'm usually a hard ass against righties. And that's why none of them ever call my show anymore, whether they were friends or acquaintances or just people that decided to share opinions. Because of the way the world is right now, and I know I'm right about damn near everything, you guys can feel free to call in. I'm not going to beat the crap out of you. You're beating the crap out of yourselves, right? I mean, I can't even talk about the rest of the world without this Donald Trump thing not going away. So I'm not going to dedicate a whole lot of time to that clown. But I'd like to focus on some of the elections right here. And, of course, the biggest one will be the state Supreme Court race, which is Janet Protasiewicz, which is not that hard to say if you've, you know, ever tried to pronounce anything Polish before in your life. And I got some of that in my family. Against Dan Kelly. The corrupt Dan Kelly. And the thing I hate about this race so far the most is just constant attack ads by both candidates. It's like, really? I mean, it's okay if you're attacking something that can be documented and everything, but just the negativity of it all. And I'm not the one that always complains about that. Everybody's, oh, negative ads, you know. Well, if they're factual ads, that's one thing. But if it's just a, you know, mudslinging contest, it kind of sours the race right off the bat, if you ask me. And yes, I'm voting Janet, and I hope a lot of other people are. But let's face it, there's just too many people running in races that are trying to identify with, well, I'm going to call it being a progressive, okay? Because neither of those candidates is progressive. I'm sorry. You know, prosecuting attorneys are not normally known as, you know, people that are, you know, have a lot of empathy for criminals or for hard cases, you know, hard luck cases, right? That's been my experience, okay? You know, your job is to, even if the person is, you don't know if they're innocent or guilty, it's your job to prove them guilty. And so I've never liked candidates that have come from, oh, let's say law enforcement administrators. Big shots that, you know, went to war. Not too keen on them coming into, you know, positions of power, whether it's judges or legislators. And you can say, well, that's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? Who do you think's been running the show all this time? People with access, people with power, people with privilege, people that are above the law. Dan Kelly's just nasty, okay? It corruption, the stench coming off this guy, it should be a no-brainer. And I hope it is. But when I see people, you know, on social media going back and forth, and you can tell the Trumpies and the Dan Kellys, oh, these attacks, you know, can't you just be... No, you can't be decent with people that are corrupt and vicious and cruel and destructive. You know, that's like... Look at your history, okay? Now, science, math, and history really are coming into play right now, people. And the fact that most people just choose to ignore what's happening around them because it's easier, it doesn't hurt as much. Oh, it's going to hurt, right? Yeah, reality hurts when you're not prepared for it. And I got to tell you, I am not feeling spiritually well. My soul, it's been carved on for the last couple years. Just so many, you know, just so many losses and not enough gains. And the reason why we can't get enough gains as people is because we're not doing it together. We're all trying to dig ourselves out and pull ourselves up by ourselves or in groups that are too small to make a difference. Well, you can make a difference, by the way, in Madison's school board race. I can't believe that we have two. Wait, look, you got two candidates that are extreme pollers, right? You have Badri Lenkella, okay? I don't know the man, all right? And as far as Blair Mosner Feldheim, I'm a little familiar, but I got more familiar by seeing what they had to say during their debates. All right, and if you aren't voting for Blair Mosner Feldheim, you're going to have a man on the school board that thinks the most important thing for our children to do is to compete, 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 right? And we already have enough competition. There's sports, there's math and performance in the classroom, and then there's extracurricular activities for people that want to excel in things like the fine arts, right? And if you're fortunate, you did both like I did. Music and drama, three different sports, student council. Yes, it was fun, right? Tried to be well-rounded, even though I'm not. Again, the number is 844-967-2789. But it's important. This is an extremely important election for school board. They all are. When you have people that are radical and think that the main thing is teach our kids to be like, you know, computers, to perform, to compete against other nations and against each other in the classroom. And it's just, that's not what education or being a child is about. It's about encouraging kids to excel at the things that they like and do well at. So that when they get further down the road, like after high school and into college, They know, they have an idea of what they want to do with their life. And there shouldn't be anybody there competing against that. They label Blair as, you know, this, you know, leftist, which, oh, cool, another good reason to vote for, right? Radicals, what she believes that white supremacy is a problem in our schools and in our communities. And you know how I feel about that stuff, right? And that's why I'm not happy about the state Supreme Court race, because Everett Mitchell was the perfect candidate to bring some diversity and balance to our court in Wisconsin. But it was messaged against. Oh, look at the baggage. Oh, yeah. And the strategy of the Democratic Party here, geez, man. You know, that was why I was motivated to run for the state chair of the Democratic Party, because I thought we needed to be a little more assertive and more aggressive and start thinking about our environment for real. Well, I guess you're seeing it tonight, right? What was it last? I guess it was last Saturday we had a foot of snow. Not much snow out there now, just the huge banks that haven't melted off yet. It's just going up and down and all around. It's not normal, and it's getting worse, as you can tell. See that? The siren just went by. A warning should be have gone off a long time ago with us people. A long, long time ago. And I understand these things are difficult to, you know, to acknowledge, you know, and realize that this mass extinction process is well on its way, and here we are, you know, attacking people on gender issues, attacking people on cultural issues, attacking people on being woke or not. I got a kick out of these people that are screaming about Trump derangement syndrome. Exactly. That's what you people suffer from that support a man like that. That 75% of the Republican Party in a poll has said that, well, even if he is indicted, I still think he should be able to run for president. Maybe we should start going through the prisons and find better candidates. I'm not feeling good about this, but I'm definitely staying in Wisconsin, and I'm definitely staying to stand and fight for this state and for everything that I believe in, man. I'm beat down, though. Like, this has been like just watching this, you know, every single day. And I can't watch the news without it being just tainted with a bunch of performers. And, you know, I'm watching these guys talking about, oh, hey, we're going to get to that in a little bit. I don't want to get there yet. I don't want to get to what I saw Republican senators doing this week. We had other things to do, right? I mean, what else happened this week? This is the first thing that I, you know, Monday. Okay, right. Here's another assault on a school. Three children, three adults dead. And as soon as it's on the airwaves and everybody says, well, you know, they're going to talk again. They're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. And the Republicans turned it into an attack on someone who's transgender. What about all the thousands of white guys, male, white? White guys, you know, just out there killing people. You don't ever say that about them. Accuse people that are in law enforcement or in the judiciary of being racist against white people because they're black and they're actually, you know, charging criminals. Yeah, man. Nothing like a little jailhouse rap, eh, Donnie boy? Hey, folks, we'll be back in a minute.
This is Corey Bank at Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at corey.bank@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Gloria Reyes from Madison Mayor. Say yes to Reyes on April 4th. Let's save Madison's finances. Elect a real progressive. Elect Gloria Reyes from Madison Mayor on April 4th. I'm proudly endorsed by the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm Gloria Reyes, and I approve this message. Say yes to Reyes on April 4th.
Paid for by friends of Gloria Reyes.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A tornado watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Rain likely early, then changing to snow tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 33, southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, high of 42. 26 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Madison, a city of culture, the Vilas Zoo, the Arboretum, and then there's us. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Where's our music, Mike? Where's our music?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. No, I can hear you.
Billy, look into the madman's eyes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Those aren't my eyes. They could become that. Man, I think about my mom and dad and all the time they spent trying to nurture children and encourage them to love who they are, right? Hey, man, I love who I am. I'm just having a hard time with the rest of the world. I see we've got callers, so I'm going to go to Jennifer in Wisconsin. No? No, I'm not supposed to do that. Okay, I'm supposed to go to the next one? Or nobody? Who do you got next?
We got Joanne on the line.
Joanne? Oh, this isn't the first time we've heard from you. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for keeping an eye on the storms for us.
Right.
You keep us safe. Thank you. Okay, I like what you're saying about the elections and especially about Blair. I did a little bit of research on her, and I'm really happy, and I voted for her. But what I'm really scared about are these referenda.
Right.
The state of Wisconsin referenda. That's just scary stuff. Now, Matt Rothschild said that those three state of Wisconsin referenda are to be voted no because they either duplicate or kind of squirrel around with some very scary things about what is to be done with prisoners and all of that and potential prisoners, people under arrest, and this whole thing about, you know, should we allow, you know, force people to work who can't work so they they get a little crust of bread, you know. You and I have a little bit of higher education, but I don't understand these. But I'd like to have these in clear writing, like this thing that is about working or not for your welfare. I think they should say, should we make people beg and plead for their crust of bread we give them, you know, and make it really open? So those three referenda, I think people should look at it before they get into the ballot, you know, into the room where they have to cast ballots. Because they're scary ass. I mean, I have degrees. You have lots of higher education. We don't understand this stuff. And Matt Rothschild even said it was difficult. So, again, look at your ballot before you go in, people. You can go to My Vote, Wisconsin, and all that. And make sure you vote no on those state of Wisconsin referenda because they are scary. And they go... And actually, if they pass, the first two, if they pass, that becomes constitutionalized and all that. No. You know, they no progressive ever went near these before they got printed on the ballot. So, again, they are trying to befuddle us and make us vote that don't make sense for us and aren't humane. So thank you so much. You make my Friday nights humane and wonderful. Thank you, Mike, again.
Oh, and thank you. I mean, you make my night better because I don't have to talk as much. And you always have such perfect things to say at such the right time. And yes, it is important. I didn't get to hear a lot this week. I'm still, man, I got to tell you. My soul is still in mourning. And I'm nowhere near out of the rut that I am spiritually right now. So it, you know, it's uplifting when people call and hold me up because that's what gets me through. I can't do it alone. None of us really can. Well, some people can, right, at the top. But that's the whole problem with politics is that it's made to be confusing on purpose. I've said it many times. I'll say it again. Fourth graders could do a better job of legislating in every state of this country right now, right? Whether it's the corporate Democrats ruling states or the fascist Republicans ruling their states. Do you see the dilemma we're in? Okay, fascism and corporatism, they actually kind of work together, don't they? You know, I mean, we the people are the ones that get pounded by it all. And again, this inflation is, it's not inflation, people. It's just this all, this assault on working class people and taken away from people who work and people that are poor. I would mention, Joanne, that I don't know a senator in this country that should be talking about someone having to work for food. Seriously? I mean, the work you guys do for your food, and it's not to say that we don't have great legislators. I hate it when people tell me, oh, they're all out there. Well, that's easy for you to do. Just toss your hands up and ignore everything, right? Because it's on you to know what the hell's going on in the world. Don't expect somebody else to. If you're expecting somebody else to explain the world to you, then you're probably going to be led by your nose. And that's where I am right now. I mean, I feel so alone sometimes. I'm like, Jesus, is there anybody in the next 10-mile radius of me that's seeing this? That it's awful, man. And this nonsense with Trump. Yeah, you know, it's taken too long to get to where it is. And okay, you protesters, you guys, you know, you white nationalists, you Proud Boys, you January 6th guys, you Dan Kelly guys, you all the legislators from Wisconsin that are with that crowd. Yeah, let's overturn the election, right, Dan Kelly? Let's encourage them to do that. Nobody gets charged with anything. Scott Fitzgerald is in on it. I want to hear more crap about nobody being above the law. It's just gross, man. So what's going on, people? What's it going to take for us to get in the streets like they do in France? Hey, are we going to get in the streets again now for the train that derailed in Minnesota and caught on fire? Having to evacuate another small community. Isn't it weird how it's always these small communities that get hammered by a train derailment? Imagine what one of those would happen if it went into the main station in one of the big cities, huh? Ba-boom. Maybe we should nationalize our energy grid. Like a lot of other things. Everybody wants to be so proud of this nation. Well, let's nationalize our resources and stop the wealthy from taking it all.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Severe weather stretches from the Midwest to the South with the National Weather Service confirming tornadoes in eastern Iowa and Little Rock, Arkansas, where this woman is.
It was terrifying. Honestly, I was not even paying attention to the sound. I was just watching it because I saw it at first. And so I ran downstairs, and downstairs you couldn't really hear anything, but I was terrified.
CBS's Robert Costa with the latest on former President Trump after being indicted by a Manhattan grand jury.
Sources tell CBS News former President Donald Trump could face more than 30 counts when he appears in Manhattan criminal court for an arraignment next Tuesday, with sweeping scrutiny of alleged hush money payments to an adult film star.
After George Floyd's death and a report that found a pattern of race discrimination, the Minneapolis City Council approves an agreement with the state to revamp policing. Mayor Jacob Frey.
This is a good thing for the city of Minneapolis. I won't tell you how to feel, but I'll tell you how I feel. I feel optimistic.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natmare. Here's what you need to know. Rain is expected to move into Wisconsin, eventually turning over to snow. Plan for slippery travel conditions and be ready for the potential of some strong thunderstorms. These weather patterns expected to persist over the next several weeks. That brings with it a possibility of flooding. It will take more staff to speed up processing times for license applications in Wisconsin. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Dan Harreth, telling the Budget Committee processing times now average 38 days. Compared to nearly 80 days in 2021. The department can't use its own budget surplus without the GOP-led legislature's approval. Governor Evers requested 20 new positions for the department in 2019-2021 and 12 in the following budget, but the legislature only approved one new position each time. The delays have kept thousands of workers waiting weeks to get their professional licenses. I'm Jane Natmare. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hey, Wisconsin. The spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
We interrupt outside the pizza box for a weather update from a correspondent here at Civic Media, Todd Alba. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Evan. Appreciate it. Todd Alba from the Civic Media Newsroom, and we apologize for interrupting Pizza Box mics here. But Pizza Box was talking about this throughout the show, weather, right, and the way it's changed. And we have a couple of announcements we want to give to listeners tonight. Just south of Dade County right now, there is a tornado warning in effect until 7:45, so about 10 minutes or so left in that one. Closest that's going to get is in the Evansville area, so if you're heading out of Dane County, out of Madison, south on Highway 14, towards the Evansville area, realize that this is part of a long line of storms that's been coming out of Iowa tonight, done a lot of damage already in Arkansas, Iowa, and parts of Illinois, and continues to move very rapidly towards the northeast this evening. So the first tornado warning right now in effect headed towards Evansville, and that is in effect until 7:45. National Weather Service also issuing a second tornado warning, this one until 8:15 tonight, and includes the city of Janesville. So this line of storms is coming out of northern Illinois and headed into Wisconsin right now. Right now, cities in the path of this storm include Janesville, and that area also headed towards Milton a little bit after that, and then towards Lake Kanashkanon after that. So if you were in the Edgerton, Janesville, Fulton, or Evansville area this evening, be a good idea to take cover as there are severe thunderstorms and now a tornado warning. Again, the first tornado warning for northern Monroe and Rock County, rather, going until 7:45. And this second tornado warning for Rock County going until 8:15 this evening. Janesville in the path there, also Evansville. There's also a severe thunderstorm warning pizza box for most of Dane County right now. This entire line could cause a tornado at any time. That is moving rapidly, though. So once these storms move through, we anticipate most of the danger will be over. But still, of course, we have Columbus just northwest, northeast of Madison. Columbus area is still in the path of these storms as well. But right now, the one we're looking at most of all is the Janesville-Edgerton area. Those are tornado warnings until 7:45 until 8:15. We'll be back with more updates should they warrant. This is Todd Allball in the newsroom at Civic Media.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna I'm see seeing my picture on the Donald cover. Trump's face on the cover of something, man. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Todd. By the way, I'm in Stoughton, so, you know, I'm sure that area is a little bit hairy, too. So, Evansville's just, like, the next community down from us.
I'm keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, we don't want to come home, do we, Evan, and find that we don't have a place to live anymore.
No, we don't, and Zelda does not like storms.
Oh, you know, most dogs don't. You know? They really don't.
So, we're looking at it.
My dog, Augie, bless her soul, I missed her so much, and I wish that instead of running around in my teenage years, I would have been home spending time with her like I do with my cats now. But same thing with her, man. She was an outside dog. We lived in the country. But if there was a storm, I'd wake up with her at the foot of my bed. She'd come in through the garage and must jump up on the door and turn the knob. But she wouldn't do it any other time except during a storm. Sweetest dog ever. And I've never really recovered from that loss. You know what I mean? You know how it is. But the losses that we have in this country and the violence from the guns that we have, and then to watch people talk about it and, oh, yeah, Morning Joe, he's going to go out there and lambast, you know, this Republicans about guns. And then he says that he's got five guns himself. He's a responsible gun owner. Well, who the hell isn't until they become unresponsible or irresponsible? This is just a... And everybody knows why. It's because of the money that's involved with guns and bullets and everything else. And look at this nation and war and the biggest military bill ever. And, oh, should we support this country and should we attack? And, oh, man. You know, I got kicked out of the Army for smoking weed. Yeah, I was gonna be a commissioned an officer, man. I did really well at that basic camp. That wasn't what I went there for. I was trying to get a couple credits for college. But yeah, imagine that, you know, having someone that believes in peace during wartime. Try that for a change. That's how you solve wars. You create peace. And I don't believe that it comes by compromising with dictators, but you know, I'm not in a position to do anything about it. You know, if I tried to go over there, I'd be in Putin's gulag. So there's that too, right? Another journalist gets thrown in one of the gulags, because, oh, you got an update?
Yep,
right on. Here we go.
Once again, joined by Todd Allball.
Thank you very much, Evan. And Pizza Box story again, listeners, to break in. But we do have some important storm coverage here tonight. We have another tornado warning now issued by the National Weather Service this evening. This tornado warning now until 8:15 for parts of Dane County. So if you are in the Edgerton, Fulton, and now Stoughton area, you need to be aware of that. Dunkirk area, that area right now. So if anywhere along Highway 14 southwest of Oregon, be aware of that. Of course, again, in the Stoughton area, this tornado warning issued by the National Weather Service. We've been watching Pizza Box all night long, and this line of storms headed out of Iowa and moving quickly into Wisconsin and Illinois. And this particular cell of storms or line of storms that moved up out of Illinois and into Wisconsin tonight. So right now we are watching three tornado warnings right now for the area. The first one goes until 7:45 and is in the Broadhead area, parts of Rock and Greene County. And then the second one goes until 8:15, and this one is for the Stoughton in Dane County, also the Evansville area, Edgerton, Fulton area, and then the third one goes until 8:15 as well, and that is for the Janesville and Milton area. So in the listening area for us here in Madison, we're in particular watching this. If you're in the Stoughton area, I would also say right now if you're in the Cottage Grove area, this storm system is just south of you. It is moving rapidly, very rapidly right now to the northeast. So next towns it would start affecting would be over towards Jefferson, Fort Atkinson, and Lake Mills this evening. A strong cell right now we can see on radar moving into the Columbus area. There's no actual tornado warning yet for Columbus, but there is a severe thunderstorm warning for that area as well. And we know we've seen this all night long, Pizza Box. Once they issue these severe thunderstorm warnings, these tornadoes could pop up very quickly. What's driving this is the severe or the contrast in temperatures tonight. Here in Dane County, we've been a little bit cooler down towards the Illinois border, almost 10 degrees warmer this evening. And when these two air systems are colliding, that is what's helping to fuel some of these storms and these tornadoes. So again, severe thunderstorm warning out for most of the listening area this evening around Madison and Dane County, but the ones we're watching, in particular, the tornado warning right now for the Stoughton area until 8:15 tonight, so about half an hour left in that. If you are in the Stoughton area, the Edgerton area, the Fulton area, if you are anywhere along I-3990 between Janesville and Madison, you would want to pull over. Remember, do not try to outrun these storms. That's what a lot of people make the mistake of, is don't try to outrun them. Pull over, get in a ditch area if you need to, or at least get into an area where you can park your car safely, go into a restaurant perhaps as well, but don't try to outrun these storms. If you are in your home this evening, we want you to go to your basement, stay away from windows, if you don't have a basement, get to the innermost part of your home. If you are in a mobile home, try to get to the park shelter if possible, and if not, go to the interior space there, get blankets and pillows, that sort of thing, and put around you. These are serious storms. They've caused a lot of damage tonight in Iowa already and moving into parts of Illinois. So we want you to be aware of this. We don't want to get people overly excited or cause panic. We're just here to inform you. We want you to be prepared. We want to keep you safe. That is one of the goals of Civic Media here at the Civic Media Radio Network. So again, just to recap quickly, tornado warning right now in effect until 8:15 tonight for the Stoughton area, parts of southeastern Dane County and northern Rock County and parts of Jefferson County. If you were in the Fort Atkinson, Jefferson area, these storms are headed towards you as well as Lake Mills. This tornado warning for the Stoughton area and other parts north and east until 8:15. Evansville area, you are under a tornado warning for about another 5 or 10 minutes. Janesville, Milton area, also under a tornado warning right now until 8:15. We will keep track of these storms. Pizza Box and Evan will break in when necessary. But again, anyone listening in southeastern Dane County, northern Greene County, and also northern Rock County and western Jefferson County, we would encourage you and ask you to take shelter at this time. This has been a special weather bulletin from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Todd Albaugh.
And you know what? I called it, didn't I? I know Stoughton. So Utica, Cambridge, anywhere along there. Yeah, you know, and do you notice how many counties this involved? Right, so this is quite a kind of a big storm, and I'm watching it just pour like crazy here. One thing about this, people, I'm going to tell you I'm happy about, is the robins are singing right now, man. They're just like, oh, wait till we get up in the morning. There's going to be food everywhere, right? And it's about time, because last week it was 12 inches of snow, and, you know, less than a week later, it's tornadoes. Hey, only in Wisconsin. No, it's not only in Wisconsin. It's across the entire planet. And what's strange is that we've become sort of a tornado alley here more recently. We didn't have that many tornadoes growing up in Stoughton. Really didn't. Now it's like, you know, we can almost expect one every year or two. And what happened to, like, Oklahoma? I mean, Oklahoma City used to get hit repeatedly, and they're way overdue. I haven't heard of a bad tornado in Oklahoma in quite a bit of time, and you know what? They deserve it. I mean, that Dust Bowl has been pounded for centuries with being the tornado alley, but it's shifting. Everything is. Glaciers are just crashing into the ocean. Shorelines are going to disappear. Islands are going under. Did you see these small nations going, hey, man, what are you guys doing to us out here? Nobody's keeping up with the agreements they made. The latest UN study shows that by 2035, we need to be carbon neutral. Well, we were on track for 2050, and it can't be that anymore. But you know what? Nobody's going to do anything about it, right? Nobody cares. At least not the people that can do something about it. This Congress we have, and you're watching them all, oh my God. You know, I got a name for these guys. I call them the taint lickers, right? They are the perineum of this nation, the Congress. They will do anything. You know, I should have played Sweet Sticky Thing, because that's what they are for billionaires. Just a sweet sticky thing that they can reach down and touch at any time. And the rest of us are a bunch of pawns, suckers, right? Kind of reminds me of, you're a sucker if you're working, right? That's who's in charge. The people that call you a sucker. Donald Trump called all those people that supported him suckers. He doesn't care. I don't need educated people. I love the people. I love the undereducated people. Insulting them. But you know what? If there's anybody that's undereducated, that guy's going to get an education now, right? And already you got right-wing radio out there. Oh, you know, I bet they're going to just try and do more. Of course you know more's coming, man. This guy's done so much. Mike Pence. Well, Michael Cohen, you know, he went to prison for lying to Congress. Oh, lying to a bunch of liars in the Republican Party? And some in the Democratic Party, too. My favorite, Joe Manchin. One more segment. We'll be back. Put the lime in the coconut. You'll feel better.
Years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Gloria Reyes from Madison Mayer. Say yes to Reyes on April 4th. Let's save Madison's finances. Elect a real progressive. Elect Gloria Reyes from Madison Mayer on April 4th. I'm proudly endorsed by the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm Gloria Reyes, and I approve this message. Say yes to Reyes on April 4th.
Paid for by friends of Gloria Reyes.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A tornado watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 33. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 42. Tomorrow night, lows around 26. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
In Madison, we love our sports, our food.
What are we going to deep fry next?
And our politics.
We got you covered on that.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you.
Hey, I think we got another update on the storms, so let's go to that, huh, Evan?
Thank you very much, Pizza Box. Sorry to interrupt. This is Todd Allball in the Civic Media newsroom right now, checking the weather forecast and the weather details. We are in the middle of a tornado warning right now for parts of our listening area tonight, in particular, southeastern Dane County, the Stoughton area, and right now we're focusing on the Fulton and Edgerton area, where we've seen some rotation on the radar. Can tell you that these storms have produced anywhere from a little over 50 mile per hour winds recorded officially in the Monroe area. No reports of tornado touchdowns as of yet, but of course during the evening, kind of hard to see that right now, but have been reports of damage. Particularly, we're focusing on the Fulton and Edgerton area just southeast of Stoughton, but technically this tornado warning in effect now for parts of southeastern Dane County, Jefferson, and northern Rock County in effect until 8:15. So about, 20 minutes, 25 minutes left in this tornado warning. If you are basically anywhere between Madison and Janesville right now, along highway or along the interstate 3990, you want to take shelter immediately, as these are very strong storms. The other tornado warning, in effect until 8:15 as well, covers the Janesville, the city of Janesville, Milton, Whitewater, and now we have a new tornado warning just coming up as we're reading this right now for the Whitewater and Delavan area. So these storms are moving very close. They're going to be out of our direct listener area that far south, but we also want to make people aware in the Lake Mills area, Jefferson area, Watertown area. That's where these storms could be going quickly. Looking at radar, Pizza Box, these storms have gone from the Mississippi River to where they are now in less than an hour. So, I mean, they're moving really quickly. The good news is once they pass, the threat of severe weather is probably over for you tonight once these storms go through. But, again, we are sorry to interrupt, but this is in some cases can be life-saving information. If you are in the Stoughton area, you are under a tornado warning tonight until 8:15. Also, Fort Atkinson, Whitewater, Milton, Janesville area, also under a tornado warning right now. Janesville until 8:15, and then the Whitewater area and Delavan area until 8:30. All of the listening area under a severe thunderstorm warning right now. Listeners in the Columbus Beaver Dam area, be aware that this is headed towards you right now as far as severe thunderstorms. We will keep you up to date in case they turn into a tornado warning. Once more, a tornado warning in effect right now for the Stoughton area and Edgerton, Fulton area until 8:15. Also, a tornado warning for Janesville, Milton, and Fort Atkinson until 8:15, and for the Whitewater and Delavan area until 8:30. This has been a special weather report. I'm Todd Alba in the Civic Media Newsroom.
Thanks a lot. And I know right where that storm was. Hey, from Cassville to Madison in less than an hour. And it takes me about 2 hours. So the crow fly is definitely the better way to go. And I hope everybody's safe. And I hope that these storms don't cause damage to people's homes and things. Because, you know, I got to tell you, I was one of those fools that used to like to chase these storms. Okay. And I was working on a Friday night. Had enough of a staff on a fish fry that I could, yeah, you know what? There's a tornado warning. I'm going to go look for this thing. And I don't know if, you know, maybe I helped save a guy's life by putting my own ass on the line. But I, for some reason, you know, I was going in the right direction. And then all of a sudden I saw like a state patrol coming up behind me. And it was raining pretty hard. So I pulled over. But as the state patrol guy was following this News 15 Jeep with its antennas up in the air, and I'm like, I'm right on this thing, man. I know right where the storm's going. I'm going to follow these guys. Well, by the time I got going again, I couldn't even tell where these guys went. I took a right turn, and then I took another right turn, and there was a guy sitting on the side of the road in his, you know, like his county truck. Township truck, whatever it was. And I was like, dude, there's a tornado coming right there. And he turns around and looks, and I'm like, we better get out of here, right? And by the time I got in my car and tried to turn around, the force of the wind on the front of my car wasn't letting me try to turn. So I had to back up and then turn. And then I took a left and just went back the way that I came from. And my car was shaking, and the sun was shining. The sun was shining where I was, but there was rain just everywhere and wind. And I finally, as I got to the end of it, I looked back, and it wasn't like on the ground, but it was, you know, this rotation was just right there, you know, like maybe yeah, 10, 20 feet up off the ground. Just,
yeah, the funnel had formed.
Or I don't even know if it was a funnel, but it was just this mass that was, you know, it was.
Oh, that's
and
a
it
funnel.
Turned into a tornado.
That's
so,
a funnel.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So I, you know. Not really interested in being a storm chaser anymore. But it's interesting, right? Wow, look at the force that this is. But after you see what the tornadoes did this week in the South, you know, and I'm telling you, man, it's not going to get better before it gets worse, these events that are happening all across the world. And then you add the political climate, you know. I mean, the people in Israel have just had enough of Netanyahu. I don't know how the guy got back in, but, you know, all these guys are accused of corruption and, oh, yeah, you got, like Trump, you got nothing. Well, I think they got something there, Donnie, okay? I think you got your little orangey caught in the ringer. That's what I think. And I think anybody that, you know, at this point, I'm like, you know, yeah, I'm all capital letters too. F every Republican. I don't care at this point. If you're still a Republican and you're one of those people that thinks this is political attack on Donald Trump when he was responsible for an uprising that caused an attack on our Capitol, my God. Oh, it was an attack. What about you, pizza box at the Capitol? Yeah, me writing signs, making people laugh, huh? Singing and dancing. Standing up against corruption. That's more of a sport. Anyway, it's been a blast. Thanks, Todd, for all the updates. You know, that's more important than most of the things I have to say. But we'll see you next week right here from Solidarity Realty Studio and Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Believe me, people, when it comes to Wisconsin, I've been everywhere. This is not looking good, and I'm going to be everywhere again. And I'll be back here next week. Thanks.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.